NFL Week 1 has arrived. We're going to break down all the top matchups and give you our picks. We're going to give you 3 guaranteed weekly locks and give you some upset specials.
We've done all the research and have narrowed down the top matchups to ensure that you have the best opportunity to win your NFL bets this week. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
Today, we're going to be covering the NFL Week 1 schedule and finding all of the best bets, locks, and upset specials so we can all make money betting on football this week.
Okay, look, there's a lot of games going on this week. As we know, it's a very exciting time. But what we've done is we've taken a lot of time, we've gone through all the data, all the stats, and we've narrowed down 3 picks, 3 absolute banger locks for you this week to make it easy so that when you place your bets, you're going home happy.
100%. We love the weekly locks. We're going to discuss the marquee matchups. We're also going to throw in some upset specials near the end of the episode. So make sure you watch this until the end.
I like the upset specials because that is where there's a team that might be a bit undervalued in the odds.
Yep.
You play some money on that, that's where you're going to win the most amount.
100%. All right, let's jump into our 3 Beanstalk weekly locks. We're going to start it off with Dolphins minus 3.5 over the Jaguars.
Okay, so this is an interesting matchup. First of all, I want to know, who's at home? Well, instant advantage, the Miami Dolphins are at home. Mm-hmm. I like that. Here's what I see in this matchup. I see one of the top-ranked offensive powerhouses in the NFL going up against last year's one of the weakest pass defenses in the league. Mm-hmm. Say no more. We got 4-2 speed everywhere on the Dolphins. Yep. And I think the Jaguars, who lost Calvin Ridley last year, are not going to have the firepower necessary to keep up with the Miami Dolphins in this home opener. To win by 4 points, I think that's an absolute lock.
Yeah, for me, when I see the Dolphins at home, with 100% healthy, you got Tua, Tyreek, Waddle, A-Chain, Mostert. If these guys are all in the field, I'm taking them at home. And I think we're probably both a little bit more bearish on the Jaguars than a lot of people. And an interesting thing about these early games, these early week 1, week 2, week 3 odds, is that the odds makers, I don't think, have figured out a lot of these teams. So I think we don't really like the Jaguars. I think we love the Dolphins. Minus 3.5 at home to win. That's our first lock.
Yeah, look, Miami, top 2 in the red zone offense, scoring TDs, 6th ranked in offensive rushing, on top of all the passing attack that they have. It's incredible. Yeah. So we're taking Miami, 3.5. That's an absolute lock. Let's go.
I mean, who's gonna keep up? The Jaguars, as you said, they lost Calvin Ridley. They have Brian Wilson Jr. across from Christian Kirk. I don't think Christian Kirk is a number one receiver. I don't think Brian Wilson Jr. is going to burst onto the scene. I just don't see how they're going to score as many points as the Dolphins. So for me,
can't do it.
This is a relatively easy lock for me. All right, who is our second lock?
Okay, I think, again, the odds makers are sleeping on this team, and that is the Falcons. Mm. So they're at home versus the Steelers.
Yep.
Falcons at home, come on. Maybe if they're in Pittsburgh, maybe I'll look at this a little bit differently, but they're not.
Yep.
Pittsburgh is a know-nothing team this year. They really are.
Yeah,
who do they have at quarterback?
Not exciting. Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. Yeah. The guy is a bum.
He's a bum.
Yeah. And they have no weapons on offense. But here we have a brand new coach in Atlanta. We have a veteran quarterback stepping in. And we have absolute weapon playmakers on the offense for Atlanta. Like, when you're looking at Bijan, you're looking at Kyle Pitts, you're looking at Drake London finally has a quarterback there. Like, How can you not take the Falcons by 2.5 in this game?
Yeah, I absolutely love the Falcons 2.5 over the Steelers. I think you have, again, a team that is undervalued from the oddsmaker's perspective. I don't think they figured out exactly how good Cousins can be with Bijan, Pitts, and London and a top three offensive line and a new coach who actually knows how to run things. The Steelers, yeah, I think we're bearish on them more so than others. I think Wilson's washed up, got no talent. They do have a decent defense, but honestly, on the road in Atlanta, I'm thinking the Falcons are going to win this game by a touchdown.
Yeah, Atlanta was really good at home last year, too. So
really, really tough spot for the Steelers here. Yep. I think Falcons is a week one beanstalk lock.
Okay, lock three of the week. Who do we got?
Lock three of the week is a team that we both love.
Mm.
Texans -2 over the Colts.
Only 2 points?
So here's the thing. AFC South matchups are notoriously hard to predict.
Notorious.
It's always a gong show.
For
Colts,
sure.
Texans, Titans, Jaguars, It's never what you think, but this year I think it's different because the Texans are fucking amazing. I think you're going to see CJ Stroud come in, and with Diggs, with Dell, with Collins, with Mixon, I think they're going to come in to Indianapolis's house and show that they are the new power in this division. I really like the Texans here.
So Texans, 7th in the league in passing last year. They just added Stephon Diggs. So let's move them from maybe 7th to 4th.
Yep.
They were 22nd in run offense last year. Just added Joe Mixon. Maybe we take them from 22nd to 15th. Mm-hmm. So we just improved upon an offense that has already dominated. Mm-hmm. So who's on the other side of the ball? Anthony Richardson. This is virtually a rookie quarterback, in my opinion, because, you know, he's really young in the league. He injured his throwing shoulder last year. Missed a number of games. Mm-hmm. They're going to be down by, I think, 14 points as a point in this game. Who do you want to have on your team throwing the ball? CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
I think to win by 2 points, that seems like a really easy task for the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love the Colts this year. I think Anthony Richardson could be decent. I don't love the supporting cast around him. Jonathan Taylor, Pittman Jr., these guys are maybe past their prime.
JT Denver finishes the season.
Yeah, I mean, I also think that the Texans' defense is under talked about. These guys have made some additions to their defense that could have a top 10 unit on the defensive and offensive side of the ball. You picked the Texans to win the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah.
So I think we know how much you love
them. Texans!
But I love the Texans as well, man. For me, I think the Texans, you know, there's always like those teams early in the year that people are like, whoa, how do we not see this coming?
Exactly.
But for me, I think it's the Texans, man. You see Stroud, you see that team around him. Colts, don't thrill me. I think Texans -2 all day. I think they win this game by a touchdown.
Yeah, CJ Stroud got ice in his veins, baby. I love that guy.
All right, so our three weekly locks. We're going to be doing this every week, by the way. So make sure to subscribe for our three weekly locks every single week. We have the Falcons -2.5 over the Steelers. We have the Dolphins -3.5 over the Jaguars. And we have the Texans -2 over the Colts. By the way, we want to know who your favorite team is so we can cover them in our weekly episodes moving forward. So let us know who your favorite NFL team is in the comments, and we'll make sure to include them in the next episode.
If you can't tell, I'm a Cowboys. America's team, baby. America's team.
Yeah, all right. Unfortunately, I'm a Patriots fan, so they're not really going to be talked out in the marquee matchups, but they'll get some spotlight every now and then.
Okay, there's a few marquee matchups. Like these are really important because you're probably going to be watching them, so why not throw a few bucks on the game, make it interesting, you know? The first game that I really have my eye on is going to be the Packers and Eagles.
From Brazil.
From Brazil, baby.
Friday Night Lights.
Yes. So
I like this. I like this one a lot.
This is like two high-powered offenses going at each other head-to-head. Mm-hmm. What's interesting about this game is it's on a neutral site. So although the Eagles are the favorite at home, they don't necessarily have that home field advantage here.
Yep.
Both teams have to travel. Mm-hmm. It's a long way to go. So who are we looking at in this game?
Well, if you watched our season preview episode, you would know that I picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Hey.
But I also really like the Packers, man. I have Jordan Love as my quarterback in our fantasy league. I think the weapons around Love, plus their amazing offensive line, addition of Jacobs. You got Watson, you got Dobbs, you got Reed, Love. This is a great team. I love the Packers. They're young. They're exciting. But I think the experience of the Eagles with the addition of Barkley, with the addition of Dotson, with a real defensive coordinator in Vic Fangio, well, in that bum Matt Patricia they had last year, I think the Eagles are going to establish themselves as a Super Bowl contender early in this year. So I'm taking them. I would say I would probably take them -2.5 over the Packers here.
4 of 5 returning starters on the O-line for the Eagles. Yes, they lost their center, which is a very crucial role.
Yeah, it is.
But having said that, my thesis is the exact same as yours. Look, the Green Bay Packers are an exciting up-and-coming team, but they're very young. I don't know if they're going to get the ball rolling because the end of last year, they played really well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to be able to get the ball rolling immediately this game. So I'm going to look to the more of the veteran unit with the Eagles. I think the Eagles take it by 2.5.
Yeah, I like that. All right, my next marquee matchup I like is a rematch of the NFC divisional round, Lions-Rams.
Right.
So if you watched our preview episode, again, you would know how bullish we are on both of these teams. We like the Lions and we like the Rams. It's being played in Detroit, where it was played last year in the playoffs. We saw that was an absolute barn burner. Lions took that one. Lions are favored by 3.5. Now, I love the Lions. And their crowd is going to be fucking jacked up, man.
Fuck
Detroit loves this team. They could. Their Sports Illustrated picked them to win the Super Bowl. I could see them going to the Super Bowl. Yep. Rams are no pushover, though.
They're not.
Stafford, Kupp, Puka Nacua, Kyren Williams. They did lose Aaron Donald. I think the deciding factor here is going to be the Rams' defense or lack thereof. Mm. I think I like the Lions to probably win that game by 4 or 5 points. I'm going to take the Lions -3.5.
You know what I remember is last year when the Lions stepped into Kansas City and smashed Kansas City in the mouth.
Week one.
I love that. Week one. Yep. I think the Lions come out again here. I'm going to roll the hot hand. You know, like you said, the Rams, where's Aaron Donald? Gone. That guy was such a crew. He's a league MVP, man. Tough guy to stop, right?
For sure.
So I also see that Puka Nacua is dealing with a knee injury this preseason. He's got like a bursa sac thing. Although it's not like an ACL, an MCL, or PCL or anything like that. It is a knee issue that he's going to have to contend with.
Right.
Cooper Kupp, you know, that guy essentially had a reconstructed hamstring from a couple of years ago. So I don't know if he's actually going to be operating at full strength, having played receiver in the past and dealt with hamstring injuries and stuff. Yeah. It's always in the back of your mind, too, to go like that sixth gear, if you will.
Right.
So I see Dan Campbell making some badass calls this game, and I see the Lions taking it by 3.5.
All right, let's jump into the next game, which is not only a marquee matchup and not only the Monday night game that everyone's looking forward to, but also my upset pick of the week. I'm taking the Jets plus 3.5, and I'm actually going to take the Jets money line to beat the 49ers.
Why are you taking them?
Well, here's okay. First of all, Trent Williams, right?
Yeah.
We talked about Trent Williams. He may not even play.
I don't think he's going to play.
He might not even play this fucking season.
Yeah.
So without Trent Williams, he hasn't practiced, right? He's not with the unit. There's something going on there. They just got Ayuk back. He hasn't been practicing preseason. He just got back with the team.
Yeah.
49ers, I mean, they're great. They're obviously an extremely talented team. But first of all, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, when he doesn't blow out his Achilles on the first play of the game, he's a primetime performer. You look at this guy's Monday night record, extremely good. I think the Jets are going to be one of those teams that comes out early this year and says, look how good we are. We are a Super Bowl contender. I think ultimately they will fail because Rodgers gets hurt. But I like the Jets to come out big in this game, a primetime spot. Everyone's like, Niners, Niners, Niners. But I think Rodgers is going to show up here. Rodgers is that kind of guy. He wants to let everyone know he's still here.
Yeah.
I think eventually he'll probably get hurt. But I think I like them in this spot, man. I like them. 49ers, bit of a Super Bowl loss hangover. No Trent Williams. Not the same team.
Yeah, I mean, look, if Trent Williams is playing, for sure, I'm taking them. But then even if he does come back, I don't know if he's going to have the conditioning for this game, right? Like, that's such a crucial component. And you're right, the Jets have such an amazing defense. Excellent pick.
Yep.
Okay, this last pick, this upset special is probably going to piss off a lot of people because I know there are a lot of Caleb Williams lovers out there. I'm taking the Titans over the Bears. The Bears are 4.5-point favorites. Mm. I don't see a rookie quarterback getting it done in week one. That is the one way I'm going with this game.
Yep.
I look at guys like Peyton Manning, who, you know, studs. You know, this guy is one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Even in his first game, he went 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. They lost the game. Mm-hmm. I don't think Caleb can come in and win it.
Yep.
On average, these rookie quarterbacks, they lose 60 to 70% of the time in week one.
Oh, interesting.
Look at the data.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Only 30% of the time are they winning week one. So to me, that is like the one thing that I'm looking at. The Titans have added a few key components on their defense. You know, they just added L'Jarius Sneed from KC. The guy's a turnover machine. Mm. I really like, you know, they got Calvin Ridley. They got Hopkins. They got Boyd, Pollard. I think they're going to help propel Will Levis in his second year. To me, yeah, again, it's just the rookie quarterback thing. I'm not taking it, so I'm taking the Titans. 4.5 underdogs.
Yeah.
4.5 point underdogs here.
We'll see. That could be the Bears fans are going to be out in full force if Caleb Williams comes and lights it up.
Fuck him.
I also wanted to give a shout out to Bengals -8.5 over the Patriots. I am a Patriots fan, as I said, but I think the Patriots are going to be fucking terrible this year. Yeah. They are starting Jacoby Brissett.
I know. That's ridiculous.
The guy is an absolute bum.
You know why they're doing that? Is because their O-line's so shit.
Yeah. That they don't want to get Drake May hurt.
They don't want, yeah. Yeah. Because he looks sick.
He looks sick. He's going to come in eventually, but I think right now I would personally add the Bengals -8.5. If you watch our season preview episode, you know how bullish I am on the Bengals this year. I think Joey B is going to tear the league up. I mean, Bengals win that by 2 touchdowns, so I'm adding that as like an asterisk. You know, I like the Eagles, Falcons, Bengals, Texans, Dolphins, Lions, Jets. That's the picks, baby.
I like it.
But hey, look, if we missed your favorite team, we didn't talk about them this week, let us know in the comments because we're going to do these every week. Week 2 picks, week 3 picks, week 4 picks. We're going to talk about different teams, different upsets, different locks. So let us know in the comments who you want us to talk about next week.
And all these picks can be made on BlockBet. That is what we use because we do a lot of traveling throughout the season. You know, when there's a game on Thursday, there's a game on Friday, Sunday, whatever. Like, if we're traveling, there's just the geo blocking that occurs on these traditional betting platforms that we use. We can't make bets.
Yeah.
But with this, we can use a VPN, we can use a BlockBet, wherever we want. And because we're big crypto guys, it's really easy for us to just convert from USDT to Block. You get some additional rewards by using Block. So if you're looking to make these bets, use the referral link in the description. You'll get a 200% deposit bonus and some additional free spins in the casino area. So yeah, look, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.